Palestinians have fired over a dozen rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israel, the latest in a series of tit-for-tat attacks. One of the rockets reportedly hit central Sderot. Earlier, Israeli warplanes pounded the besieged enclave, injuring several people there. The Israeli military says its warplanes targeted 15 areas in Gaza. Security is being tightened at overseas airports with non-stop flights into the U.S. following warnings of attacks by al-Qaeda-linked militants. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has cited concerns that militants in Syria and Yemen are developing bombs that could be smuggled onto planes flying into the U.S. A British court has confirmed that Scotland Yard removed evidence of racial and sexual discrimination against a black female officer. The tribunal found the Metropolitan Police guilty of singling out and targeting Carol Howard because of her race and gender. The police force now faces a compensation claim from the woman. A new poll shows that Barack Obama is regarded by the Americans as the worst U.S. president since World War II. According to a Quinnipiac University survey, a third of voters picked Obama as the worst out of 12 presidents since 1945 due to his handling of the U.S. economy and foreign policy. A video of a crying Japanese politician accused of corruption has gone viral on the internet. Ryutaro Nonomura uttered nonsensical phrases while he was trying to explain his extravagant use of public funds. He's accused of using $300,000 of allowances to visit a hot spring over 100 times last year. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in South Korea for an official visit amid tensions on the Korean Peninsula. This is Xi's first trip as the head of state to the volatile region. North Korea's nuclear ambitions are expected to dominate the Seoul talks. In Myanmar, a fresh attack by Buddhist monks on Muslims leaves two people dead and over a dozen others injured. The violence took place in Myanmar's second largest city of Mandalay, where attackers stormed a Muslim tea shop. The UN recognizes Muslims living in Myanmar as one of the world's most persecuted communities. And Lebanon has criticized European states for preventing Syrian refugees from entering their territories. Lebanese Minister of Social Affairs Rashid Derbas says the situation is not getting any better. According to the minister, 1.3 million displaced people from Syria have entered Lebanon since the beginning of the Syrian crisis in 2011.